Before we dive into the episode, make sure you hit subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening on. Also, follow me on X at The Dave Dynasty and subscribe on YouTube by looking up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty. You can also buy one of my shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheDaveDynasty. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to 1 hour of the toughest, roughest wrestling you'll ever see.
That's right, Dick the Bruiser, set it off.
The big question, have you got the endurance? Have you got the brains to get past the excellence of execution?
The reason why Axe and myself were put on this earth is to demolish people.
Bobby Heenan, that is a very good-looking sport coat you've got on.
Yeah, and I paid for mine. Mine isn't government issue.
Yellow, everybody. Lance Russell and Dave Brown right along ringside. By golly, we're ready to go with another big week of championship wrestling.
Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to Wrestling Nostalgia. I'm your host, Dave Dynasty. My guest today on this episode is actually guests. I have two. It is Joel Goodart and Bay Ragney as we talk about the TWA and the upcoming One and Done show and WrestleCon. You're going to want to hear all about this. This is a cool historic event coming up. Plus, we talk a little bit about the history of TWA, what it means to professional wrestling. So stay tuned for that interview. Guys, if you saw on social media my posts, Wrestling Nostalgia just hit its 8-year anniversary on October 3rd. Please hold the applause. It's okay. I'm very proud of this. The 8 years is a long time. I had a few lulls in there where, you know, I wasn't putting out episodes on my regular schedule, just sporadically. But for the most part, for that 8 years, it's been pretty consistent. I've got over 250 episodes in the archive, so that's not bad. It's not bad. But anyway, thank you guys for all your support over the 8 years. Hope you've enjoyed the ride. Hope you're enjoying what we're doing now. And here's to another 8 years. All right. Well, guys, let's take a break, and then we'll dive right into it. We're going to dive into our interview with my guests, Joel Goodart and Bay Ragney. So stick around.
Hey guys, Ray Russell here, curator of the WrestleCopia Podcast Network, inviting you guys to listen to many of the programs here as part of the WrestleCopia brand, including, but not limited to, the Wrestling Memory Grenade, currently covering the 1988 and the WWF project. You can also listen to the Regional Wrestling Podcast, where we talk the territories, whether it's Jamie Ward with Georgia 81, Roman Gomez with the UWF in 1986, or Gene Jackson covering Memphis in 85. Three projects going on right now over there at Regional Wrestling. You can also listen to The Wrestling Stoop with the legend himself, Bob Roop. Bob goes back in time each and every week, covering not just his career, but countless stories and interactions with hundreds of wrestling names spanning his two decades in the business. But that's not all. You can also check out the Puro Wrestling Academy with the professor of Puro Resu, Mr. Dan Ginnity. Dan and I go back in time and cover the history of Japanese professional wrestling in the English language. And you can listen to all of those shows and more, all part of the WrestleCopia Podcast Network, located over at WrestleCopia.com. That's WrestleCopia.com, and anywhere your podcast streaming needs are met, from Apple to Spotify, Pocket Cast, and beyond. And while you're at it, why not subscribe to our social media guys for all the latest goings on here at the WrestleCopia Podcast Network. Plus, I'm constantly adding old school video clips and pictures from throughout wrestling history. You can follow us over on X, formerly Twitter, at Wrestling Grenade. That's at RASSLIN Grenade. Also, follow and like me, Facebook.com/Wrestling Grenade. And why not subscribe to YouTube.com/Wrestling Grenade? So if you're looking to support that next up-and-coming podcast brand, please consider making it WrestleCopia.
This is Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. Hello, I am one of your friends, Dave. I am one of the co-hosts of Listen to Their Screams with my friend Ike, and we want you to come and check us out. We are a fun-filled positive horror movie podcast that does reviews, news, birthdays, anniversaries. We play games. We are a ton of fun every week for you, the horror fan out there. For all of our links to our social media and the podcast platforms, just check out our link tree. It is linktr.ee/listen2screams. That is listen, the number two, and screams. Or look us up on your favorite social media platform and podcast provider. All right, welcome back to Wrestling Nostalgia. This time I'm being joined by Bay Ragney and Joel Goodhart. Guys, how are you?
All right, man. How you doing?
Good. Both of you returning guests. It's good to have you back on.
We're like a tag team now.
That's right. Yeah. It's like a handicap match here. I'm feeling a little intimidated. But we're here for a very specific reason. And we're going to talk about the TWA One and Done. Let's talk, Joel, let me start with you. Just before we dive into that, obviously the TWA, you and I talked before, Joel, we've covered a little bit of this. Obviously the TWA didn't end in the manner that you probably would have liked. And then you disappeared from wrestling for many, many years.
Yep.
During that time, were you ever bothered by, through the ECW rage and rise, that the TWA kind of almost got forgotten at that time and what it had accomplished?
I'll tell you, at the time, no. I didn't watch an ECW show, didn't keep in touch with it, didn't watch any Vince's stuff. I never liked WWF, didn't watch NWA. Literally, I turned it off for 17 years. I went out in 1992 and until 2009, didn't watch it. It never bothered me. Now, it's bothering me now, okay, we didn't get the recognition that we needed back then. It didn't bother me at all. I'll never tell you that I worried about it, sweated about it. But now that I've gotten to this point, I said to myself, you know what? Ric Flair had his last match. Sting had his last match. I'm a big ELO fan. They're doing their last tour. I never had my last show. Now, my last show, I didn't realize it was my last show.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I just said, you know what? Yeah, it's bothering me. It's bothering me. I'm writing a book about it. Nothing would have happened without the TWA. Okay. And in hindsight, just to answer your question, didn't bother me then. Bothers the living hell out of me now.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's so many things, right? The victor gets to write the history, as they say. And with all due respect, owed to those involved, everybody seems to think, hey, ECW was formed in the mind of Paul Heyman. Formed and started with Paul Heyman. That's what everybody thinks.
Okay.
And absolutely not true, right? Correct. It is the ECW, honestly, for all intents and purposes, was formed in the mind of Joel Goodhart, tweaked by Todd Gordon, and then taken over by Paul Heyman. And made into what it became. Now, okay. Bay, you've worked for all three of these guys. You know all three of these guys. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, because here's the thing. You can't deny it because Joel and what TWA did set the pace. Todd had become a fan. Todd got involved. When Joel walked away, Todd had the opportunity and he felt, absolutely, I'm going to take it over, and started ECW. Now, the thing is, yes, Paul is an absolute genius. There's no denying it. But Paul came in and did some stuff with Joel. Paul knew what the TWA was doing. He knew the groundwork that had been laid. He knew the history. He knew the Hot Bodies, the Stetsons, the Larry Winters, DC Drakes. He had a long history with those four people. So, and he knew, most of all, through his independent work, being a New York guy, and his work with WCW, what the Philadelphia fans wanted.
Right.
And absolutely. As Joel did, Joel named one of his matches, Goodhart Delivers. So he knew, Paul Lee knew exactly what to deliver to the Philadelphia fans.
Absolutely, yes. So you know, so Joel, obviously, right, you didn't get to end things as you wanted. You disappeared. Now it's, you know, as you come back, you do a few things, starts to bother you. Where, you appear on Bay's podcast, Chewing the Fat.
Right. And it stirs, it ends up spinning into, and I think Babe knew what he was doing here, right? Knew he approached you, and it started about the banner, right? There was a lot of talk about the banner.
Who started this whole fiasco?
Absolutely,
Yeah,
right?
the whole thing.
With, the five, I think there's five guys, right? That that deserve the recognition for what they mean to Philadelphia wrestling. All the five, obviously, key components of the TWA. And Bay, went on a bit of a tirade, right? Hey, you got all these banners in the 2300 arena. These five need to be up there. There needs to be a banner, right? Because you don't have those others if it's not for these five.
Exactly.
So, where in that process, Joel or Bay or whoever, where does that spark say,
No,
hey,
it was jo totally Joel.
okay, so Joel, where does the spark of, like you said, you didn't get to say goodbye, things are bothering you. Where did that hit that, you know what? Maybe we should say goodbye on our terms and
Yeah,
do
well, it
one
was
more.
weird. Bay calls me up on the phone, and he said, and he goes on his tirade about this, the five names on the banner. And I was, to be honest, I would love the recognition. Okay, the four guys that really bled for the city are the other four: Johnny Hotbody, Tony Stetson, DC Drake, and the late Larry Winters. And I said to Bay, all kidding aside, we need to do something. Okay, now, to be honest, I've wanted to do something for years and years and years, but I just never acted on my. Okay. I said to Bay, let's do a show. Let's put a card together. Okay. And I'm going, oh my God. I mean, once you get the, you got the juices flowing, it was absolutely ridiculous.
I
And I,
refused.
huh?
I said no. I said absolutely not. You're fucking nuts. I said, what do you, I said, Joel used to do these amazing luncheons and like banquet type things. I said, Joel, let's just do like, still like a roast. We'll roast Goodhart. We can have a blast. We can do all these goofy things. He's like, no, we need to do a show. I'm like, oh no.
Now, as soon as I said, let's do a show, Bay will tell you within 1 second, I said, let's call it one and done. I want to do one show. I want everybody to know that I'm not looking to recreate the TWA. I'm not looking to put on a quarterly spectacular show. Let's do one and done. Now, that idea has now absorbed 100 hours of my life. It's absorbed 100
More
hours
than
of Bay's life.
that. More
And
than that.
we got 8 months to go. Okay. We're putting together a one and done. We're putting together a TWA wrestling style. So I said to Bay at the time, I said, let's figure out where we need to run this show. Well, I said, wait a second. TWA ran at the Temple McGonigle Hall. That's gone. We wrestled at the Philadelphia Civic Center. That's gone. And we did our Bar Wars shows at the Philadelphia Original Sport. That's gone. What the hell are we going to do? So we're thinking, and I said to Bay, there's only one building around here. I don't want to do a high school gym. I don't want to do a sportatorium. I don't want to go in the middle of nowhere. We ought to try the 2300 arena. Now, I have no contact at the 20. I have no clue who to talk to. So Bay obviously knew the people. Bay says, let me send an email to this guy, Roger. Now, I don't know Roger from Adam. He sends one email, two emails, I don't know, a dozen emails, no response, nothing. I send one or two. I figured, let me try it. He sent me one or two, nothing. I called, and I was lucky enough to get him. Okay. I mean, I called a number, and a guy answers the phone. And I said, can you do me a favor? I'm looking to talk to Roger. He said, well, who's calling? I said, Joel Goodhart. It's Joel Goodhart. I know you. It's Roger. Okay. I haven't been in this. He knew the name. He knew. Okay. And I said to him, look, I'm thinking of running a show. One thing led to the other. And we talked about dates. We talked about this. I talked about numbers. Well, I called Bay with the number. Well, the number didn't disturb me. Bay. It disturbed Bay. Okay. I do promotions on the side, not wrestling, with concerts and whatever. And that's the kind of numbers you're talking about for quality buildings with the sound system, et cetera. So I said, the numbers don't bother me. Let's figure out a date. So Roger wound up giving us two dates because I wanted to do it in the spring, early summer. I wanted to do it far enough in advance because I know how long this stuff takes. He gives me two dates, May 3rd and May 10th. So I look at the calendar, both Saturdays. I look at the calendar. Well, May 10th is the Saturday of Mother's Day. So I said, you know what? Let me take the May 3rd date. Well, that's how we came up with the date of May 3rd. Anyway, when we started to do this, I'm swearing you, keep in mind, when I used to do my big shows, I had shows every 13 weeks. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this is going to take me 10 months to do. Okay. This is,
that was the whole selling point for me though, because I for a good 2 weeks, I was dead set against it. But then once, you know, he kept drilling the one and done, one and done. And then he said, look, we're not, let's not like try to do this until next spring. I said, all right, well, now I'm listening. I said, because now I know like we don't have 3 months to pull this together. I know we have a lot of time. Because there's been no TWA in 32 years. We got a lot of work to do.
Well, and the funny part, there was a TWA in 2009. And it was nothing. Okay. So when we came up with this whole idea of the one and done, then the Ben and I have spent 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day talking over ideas. What can we do? And Bay's more current with this than me. So Bay starts coming up with some ideas. And I figured, let me start making some phone calls.
Okay. No, wait. I'll start coming up with ideas. And you hear the pause in Joel's voice and the wheels start rolling. He's like, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. This is fucking great. I fucking hate you. And then he'll just call me throughout the day. Did I ever tell you how much I fucking hate you?
See, now, you see that shirt he's wearing? It says kiss. He stands up and says, kiss my ass. Okay. I'm telling you, these are two minds. They say two minds think alike. No, I don't think like him. He doesn't think like me. That's why this is actually working. Okay. Yeah. I started making the phone calls. Well, the scary part was I had a concept in my mind of what I wanted. Needless to say, we're so far removed from that now, it's not even funny. Okay. But I started making phone calls to all the old guys that I'm still aware is around the area, all the former TWA guys, and with the exception of two that I can't reach, here's a list. I got a list. Okay. They all said yes, with the exception, I can't reach two guys. I can't find them. I have their phone numbers. I call, I leave messages. They don't return calls. They're not calling Bay back. They're not calling me back. They clearly don't want to talk to me for whatever reason.
Or they don't believe it's you.
Yeah. I called them. Well, you know, what's clear was,
I want to see at the end of this if I'm going to talk to him.
Say again?
I said, I want to see at the end of this if I'm going to talk to you.
Okay. Bay and I get a hold of all these people, and they all jump in. Yes, I want in, I want in, I want in. Well, obviously, I'm 71. All these guys are 70, 65, okay? You got guys with triple bypass surgery. You got guys with open heart surgery. You got guys walking with the canes. I'm disabled. I got a wheelchair. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we go through this, and everyone that I call. Now, think about this one. Bay is in Nashville. DC Drake is in Rhode Island. Jimmy Jannetty is in Florida. Rich Engling is in Florida, and they're all flying in. They're all grabbing. They're trying to get the airlines set up for this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter where they live. They all, every one of them realize the TWA deserves more credit than it's got. Okay? I always kid people, if Todd is God, what's that make me? Okay? So I sit back, and Todd and I are close. I mean, Todd and I are fine. We get no heat with us. Todd went on and did a lot of what I would hope to done. Okay. The bottom line is that we created, in hindsight, the Attitude Era, didn't know it at the time. Okay. The history of the sport of wrestling changed because of what we did back in the 89, 90, and 91 era. Yep. So it's just scary. We've been working on this stuff, trying to build it, and it keeps changing. We haven't announced any of our matches yet because, quite frankly, we're still working on them. Okay, we have a pretty good idea. I mean, we're pretty close. Okay, We've got the card basically all booked. It's just a matter of tweaking and figuring out what we want to do. In addition, we're going to have a WrestleCon. Not a WrestleCon, a WrestleCon. Mm-hmm. And so from May 3rd, from 12 to 3:30, you're going to be able to see all the former TWA guys, and the names that we have coming in is phenomenal. And then, of course, at night, we have at 7:30, we have the matches.
Yep.
Okay? The tickets go on sale this weekend. On October 5th. And I don't, for all I know, we put this show on and we announce it and nobody cares. Okay, we're such a far thing of the past that nobody's interested in seeing what we're doing. But you want to know something? With all these guys saying yes, there's a lot of fans out there that are going to want to participate in this. At least that's our hope. And we're going to put on a show that will blow you. If you're a wrestling fan, not a wrestling fan, okay? I always tell people, if you're into the WWF, don't bother coming to my show. Don't even bother. If you're a wrestling fan, you got to be in Philadelphia on May 3rd.
I can guarantee you fans know, and fans will care, right? Anybody who's a true ECW fan knows of the TWA. Anybody who looked at After Mags in that time knows of the TWA because you were all over those. Bay, you're very tied to Philadelphia, right? Obviously, whatever else. How important is this in TWA, this event, the history of not only wrestling, where it went, but just a Philly?
I right now, as you're saying it, I have chills going up my spine because the TWA, it truly started everything for the Philadelphia wrestling scene industry. And in my opinion, made Philadelphia the wrestling capital of the world. And even though TWA didn't have anything to do with that building, you know, I was able to experience that building with ECW. That building is also the wrestling mecca of the world. So there's not a better place for this show to happen. We have this petition that we need 1,000 signatures to raise the, I keep saying raise and Joel's going to holler at me. It's lower, but I say raise the banner because it's got to go up in the air. So we're going to raise that banner that night. It's going to be such a true fun night of not only nostalgia, but old school wrestling, new school wrestling, thrown in as usual with a bit of hardcore, a bit of technical. We're just going to mix it all up and we're going to have a great fucking time. It's going to be it's a wrestling reunion.
Yeah, because it's not, like you said, one and done, right? I mean, it's not about money. It's not about future shows. It's not about any kind of, you know, territory tour. This is about celebrating, right? This is about, hey, let's finally close this chapter the way we need to close it. Let's pay tribute to these guys, pay tribute to the TWA. Remember this, have a good time. Remember why we all fell in love with wrestling. So it's like, what's great about it is, I mean, the motives are pure, right? There's nothing, it's not a financial drive. It's just, this is for the love of the game. And that's special.
And to go one step further, any monies that are raised at a pure profit, et cetera, we're contributing to the Cauliflower Alley Club. Now, I happen to be a lifetime member.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Engling, who's one of my first referees, is a vice president.
Yep.
And we're going to have a number of people from the Cauliflower Alley Club involved in this. The bottom line here is, this is not being done for profit. In fact, the TWA guys are aware of what we're doing. Yes, we're going to spend some money to bring some talent in, for sure. We're going to have, as Bay said, a mix of the new and the old. Here's what I know. If you know anything about TWA, if you know anything about the formation of ECW, if you're not in this building, two things are going to happen. Number one, we're going to be streaming this thing live. So for those individuals who are outside the area that can't make it to Philly, you'll be able to watch it. And it's still not like being there, for sure. And the second thing is we're going to be taping this thing because we're putting together a documentary. Mm-hmm. On the TWA. Ryan Cavanaugh, who's done a documentary on ECWA, very good at what he does. We're going to put together a documentary on the TWA so people will have this for posterity. I do believe We didn't videotape every match that we did because back then videotape was not even, it is what it is. There were matches that I had that nobody has copies of. Okay. And I could probably lie and tell you that we did matches. Nobody could prove me right or wrong, but there's such a history to what we did. Now, just, I'm not going to read any names unless you want the names, but I have almost 40 people who wrestled or worked for me in some capacity who have passed away. Okay. So one of the things that we're doing that night, in addition to hopefully dropping the banner, like that day, dropping the banner with the five names, I'm also going to, we're going to have a 10 bell salute. And it's going to be a really impressive 10 bell salute. We're not going to do 10 bells for each one that passed, because we would be there all day.
Yeah.
But Bob Ortiz is our rep, is our guest ring announcer, and Bob Ortiz started with us, obviously went on to bigger and better things with ECW. He's going to read the names. Now, I want you to picture, we're going to have all of the TWA guys that we'll talk about tonight around the ring, Bob ring announcing the names of all those that passed. And we're going to have 897 people, which is what the building holds, all in silence as we do the 10 bell salute. Now, if we can pull that off, that's going to be a miracle unto itself.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to know something? The ones that passed deserve the peace and quiet for that moment.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing that as part of our show. And we're not doing it for this. Nobody's going to come to buy a ticket to see the 10 bell salute. It's just something that needs to be done.
Bay, you talked about, right, when you talked to Joel, you had him on, the goal was the banner, right? That was your goal. You talked about when he brought it up, Joel brought it up, you were resistant. But did you ever even imagine when you started in about this banner that it would roller coaster into something like this?
Not at honest to God, on my parents' grave, not at all. I did not. I really didn't. And I've talked to Joel, you know, in the last year, casually here and there. Never once did he let off an inkling or anything. I just truly figured, you know, let's get this banner done. Let's show these guys some, you know, respect and give them their just dues. And honestly, I figured maybe it would happen at a Battleground Championship wrestling show. That's what I honestly thought. When Joel started with this whole idea, I and like he said, I was very scared and didn't really think, you know, it could be something good. But then once, you know, he's like, look, we got X amount of time, one and done. That's all we're going to focus on. We're not restarting. We're just going to do one show. I was like, okay. All right, and then the wheels started rolling. But then once we got the number from Roger, then I was like, whoa. Because I know what ECW paid in the ECW days, and even after ECW went out of business, I knew what people were paying. And it's almost 10 times – it's actually over 10 times more now. So it's kind of like, holy shit. But I'm confident. As I've been saying to Joel, I'm like, we're going to sell this fucking thing out. I really believe in my heart we're going to sell this thing out, because I truly believe the wrestling fans, not only just of the Philadelphia area, but I think people will come from all over the country, maybe even all over the world for this, because they know the true reality of it. And many people, it was scary to me when, you know, I was doing interviews, and people who know my history started asking me about Joel and TWA and all that, and realizing that there's a lot of fans out there that were kind of like craving for something like this. So it all just kind of made sense. And I really truly believe in the show that we're putting together. I think once we start, you know, announcing, we're going to breadcrumb the names little by little, you know, and the matches. So once we start dropping things, I think people will be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, Oh shit, yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah, okay, and as we mentioned, right, it's May 3rd, 2020, 2025, 2300 Arena, right? Now, it's not just the wrestling show, full days of events. Let's touch this, let's break this down a little more. Joel mentioned it, right? There's WrestleCon that day from noon to 3:30, right? So let's just focus on that part. Joel mentioned you can see a lot of the old TWA guys at this and whatever. What give us a little more. What can fans expect from the convention side of this event?
Well, a couple things. Number one, from the convention side, you're going to see the TWA stars, and we'll talk about them in a couple minutes, but also a lot of other, we'll say, major names, okay? And that's not even fair because, to me, the local guys are the major names. But, we're talking nationally known names. They all have some tie-in to the TWA, okay, for the most part. There's a couple sprinkled in there, but to the most part. If you were a fan of the TWA and even, excuse me, early ECW, you got to be there. Okay. Now, picture this one. The way we're going to do the WrestleCon is when you come into WrestleCon, all of the stars, quote unquote, of the TWA and also the major names are all going to be in tables surrounding the ring. They're not going to be in a factory where people go and for a couple hours mingle around. We're going to have everybody surrounding the ring so that if you wanted a picture with XYZ, you can go into the ring and have your picture taken. Okay. You can't get that anywhere. All right. So now you're going to have, I figured out almost 40 people surrounding the ring for you guys to get the autographs and pictures. And I mean, everybody will have their merchandise or whatever. I've been kidding people. If you come to WrestleCon, you better bring a credit card or you better bring cash.
Yeah.
We're going to have stuff done. The TWA logo is going to be emblazoned on shirts all over the place. We're going to have the old squared circle shirt that said we wrestle, we brawl, we did it all, except we're changing it. I'm writing a book, and the name of the book is going to be We Wrestle, We Brawl, We Started It All, okay, because we have started this all. That shirt, you're only going to be able to get it that day. Okay, and we're not going to do mail order. No, you're going to have to be there to get it. There's so many things that we're going to be doing. We haven't even thought about half the stuff we're going to do. Okay, every time Ben and I talk, it's all we do is come up with some crazy ideas.
He's got his list. I have my book here, and it keeps getting filled more and more.
It's amazing. When we go over the names, and at some point, when we go over the names, there's a story with every one of them. Now, we don't go through that. We'll be on here for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Where is now? Some of the people, just the when we do the banner ceremony, we're going to have at the banner ceremony DC Drake from Rhode Island. We're going to have Tony Stetson and Johnny Hotbody. Oh my God, to get those two guys to stand together is going to, oh my God, it's not good. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have Larry Winter's son, Colin, representing Larry. And then, of course, myself.
Yeah.
All right. You will be able to get a photo, if anybody cares, of the banner and the five all there in one time. It's the only time you're going to be able to do it. Okay. We know for a fact, once the word gets out on this show, I will tell you, I can give you right on my phone right now, I can show you seven messages that I got. I didn't even talk to Bay yesterday. Seven messages from people calling, telling me, they want to work with me. If you need me, I got you. We're getting calls from all over the place. The word is getting out. Everybody wants to be a part of this that had anything to do with the business. Now, if the fans want to be a part of it, this will be a huge success. And we'll sell this out. 897. If we don't get 897, something's wrong. Okay? Yeah. But think about this one. When I used to run my shows, I used to get between 1,500 and 2,000 people. Now, knock on wood, some of them have obviously passed. But if everybody that came to the shows comes to this show, we're set. Okay? It's coming clearer to me, because I said this to Bay before. One of two things is going to happen. This is either going to be a bomb, and we misjudge what's happening out in the wrestling world, and really everybody cares about The Rock and Hulk Hogan and Steve Austin, and nobody gives a shit about us. Or there's a whole lot of people out there that are anxious for some hardcore wrestling because they haven't had it for a while. Now, there's limitations in a building. I mean, what we used to be able to do and what we can do now, a little different. But we're going to have a flavor. We're going to have people at this WrestleCon that you haven't gotten. You can't get their pictures anywhere. You can't get autographs anywhere. Okay? And you're going to have 3.5 hours to mingle around and get your pictures taken, signed, whatever. If you're a TWA fan, you've got to have your picture taken with DC Drake. You got to have your picture taken with Johnny Hotbody. And DC, you got to. You just have to. Now, I think, you know, there's a lot of things going on. We have the banner, and that certainly is the goal to get that 1,000 signatures that we're still working for. I've been writing this book for 7 years.
Yep.
Scott Teal is my ghostwriter, and everybody knows Scott Teal writes all the wrestling books. Dan Murphy started it. Yep. So both Dan, I have a book that's written by Dan Murphy and Scott Teal. Nobody else has that. We're going to have the book released May 3rd.
Yep.
And Scott Teal is coming up from Tennessee. I'm going to try to get Dan Murphy to come down. We're going to have everybody at the building. And if you want to buy a book and get it autographed by Scott Teal and Dan Murphy and myself, we'll be there. Okay? If you're anybody, that's the building you're going to want to be in. And the proof in the pudding is all the calls that Bay and I are getting.
Yeah. Oh, so, Joel, you keep mentioning the names. Bay saying, hey, we're going to breadcrumb some of these guys. So, I mean, what this and that.
I know.
Is he just talking about the active guys in the show?
Okay. The active.
You're speaking on just the convention guys right now, right?
Well, right now, I'm mixing it up. The list of names that I have right now are the TWA guys that are in town that are going to do the show.
Okay.
Okay. They are not necessarily going to be wrestling.
Correct. Right.
Because a lot of, they're too old.
Correct. But what I want to know is who can you tell us, right? I know you don't want to give away the whole, everything associated with this event, but give us some names.
Of the matches?
No. Let's go to the convention.
The TWA.
Oh, yeah, the TWA guys for WrestleCon.
These are the only names we're announcing so far, and this is the true TWA guys.
That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to make sure we differentiate that's what we're giving out here. These are the guys who will appear at WrestleCon with the autographs, the pictures, everything you're talking about.
That's correct. And they'll be also at the show. They'll be at the show. This is an alphabetical order, so there's not a level of importance.
Okay.
So Donnie Allen is the first one. Donnie was the handler for DC Drake.
Yep.
And Donnie will be in the house.
Okay.
All right. The second person in an alphabet, Bob Ortiz, whose name I mentioned. Bob Ortiz was ringside. He used to buy seats for me ringside. Then we got him into the matches, and he actually became a part owner of TWA at the very end, unfortunately for me, for his part. Okay. Then he went on to ECW in his rise to fame. Next one is Ernesto Benefica. Okay, he was a late bloomer, but he came out of Ringmasters Wrestling School. He's originally from South Philadelphia. He lives now up in Bucks County, but Ernesto will be in the house. Breaker Morant. Breaker Morant was in the later wave of the TWA back in 2009. Breaker, and I had said this publicly way before the show, there's two guys, Breaker Morant and Chris Wilde. Chris is also on the card. Breaker Morant and Chris Wilde at the time, they were the new DC Drake and Larry Winters. They were the new Johnny Hotbody and Tony Stetson. They were the new Glenn Osborne and Jimmy Jannetty. They were the new Sandman and JT Smith. And they're the local guys, the new guys, and they used to put on a hell of a show. Okay. Next one is Hitman Michael Bruno. Okay. At one point, Tony Stetson had a tag team partner, Michael Bruno, and Michael's still in the area. And Michael Bruno had a little to do with the end of TWA. Okay, so we'll have a couple words with him at some point. But Michael Bruno will be in the house. Cujo the Hellhound. Again, the latter part of the TWA, but Cujo was a fan favorite. And then he became a hero. He was a little this, a little that. Cujo put on a hell of a show. And when I called Cujo, he answers the phone. He had caller ID. I'm in. That's the way he answered the phone. Okay. Next one is DC Drake, the lifeblood of the TWA, currently lives up in New England. I went up to see him about a year ago when he got entered into the New England Wrestling Hall of Fame. Drove. I had a driver take me up 5.5 hours. Was at his ceremony. 5.5 hours back. It was a 13-hour day, but it was worth it because DC really deserved it, and DC is one of the names that they put onto the banner. John Finnegan will be there. John Finnegan was one of my original referees. Then he went on to ECW, and obviously was a big time there. But John Finnegan has a lot of wrestling history. Mm-hmm. And I got him from somewhere. I know he worked some with the Monster Factory, et cetera, but I had him. I put him in some major matches with Terry Funk and Jerry Lewis, pretty cool. And then he eventually went on to bigger and better things with ECW. Next one is a guy that nobody knows. His name is Larry Galone. Larry Galone printed up all my programs back in the day. And when I called Larry up, he has nothing to do with wrestling. He has all the old programs. Oh. He saved them all. So if you want some memorabilia, you're going to be able to purchase some of the old programs, okay, from our old shows, which is absolutely phenomenal. Next one on the list, Johnny Hotbody. Now, Johnny, I found Johnny, lives in Atlantic City. I called him up. This is before any of this happened. And I just struck up a friendship with him that I picked up from 30 years ago. And he loves me, and I love him. And this guy belongs on the banner. Johnny Hotbody literally bled for this city, gave his body to the city because his body is broken down now. But he did stuff for me. I had no way as a promoter to ask. And the kicker is I never asked. They did it on their own, okay? But Johnny Hotbody will be in the house. Rich Engling is going to be in the house. I mentioned Rich's name. Rich is the vice president of the Cauliflower Alley Club. Rich was one of my original referees when we first started. And I called him up. He's got his airline ticket. He's already. All right. The next guy is Jimmy Jannetty. Jimmy was, he started with us in Ringmasters Wrestling School. I knew him even before. He worked some security for some matches before he ever got involved in this stuff. And Jimmy Jannetty had a feud with Glenn Osborne. That's ridiculous. And that's a name further down the list here. I got to worry about Jannetty and Osborne. I got to worry about Hotbody and Stetson. I mean, I got real problems. It's going to be up to Bay to figure out where they all stand because I'm going to have a fight. No, whatever. All right. Then after Jimmy Jannetty, I got Mike Keener, who's one of the referees that worked in the second wave of the TWA, and he's going to be in attendance. Then we've got the Blue Meanie. Now, Blue Meanie, the story with Blue Meanie is before he was Blue Meanie, he went as a member of the Squared Circle fan club, one of the original members. He went to Memphis with us for a couple times. He got to know this business, obviously, well. He's busier now. I mean, he's wherever you look, you see Blue Meanie. Yeah. Well, Blue Meanie will be with us on May 3rd, okay? Next one is Jim Molyneux, another referee that worked for me, started with me, and went on to be, according to Harold LaPresse, he's the original ECW referee. Yep. He was one of the original TWA referees. He doesn't give me any frigging credit, but he's going to be in the house. Okay, he's going to be in the house. The next one is Glenn Osborne. I mentioned him. He feuded with Jimmy Jannetty all over the place. Glenn Osborne had a tremendous rapport with Kevin Sullivan before Kevin passed. When Kevin Sullivan worked for me, they worked well together. But Glenn Osborne will be in the house. Next one is this real asshole that I know by the name of Bay Ragney. Okay? Bay will be in the house. Now, the interesting story about Bay never wrestled for the TWA. But he took 2 years in Ringmaster Wrestling School to kind of learn the craft.
And I might be the longest wrestling school student in the history of wrestling schools.
In the history. Now, the kicker was, true story, Bay couldn't flip. He was always having trouble doing the flip because he was a big guy. Well, one time I decided, you know, I got to do something. So a night before a show, Paul Lorendorf and Buddy Landell told me they wanted to get to a gym to work out before they went to sleep. So I took him to the gym where we had our school. And I took him in the back and said, here's one of our students. Well, anyway, they tried to get him to flip. And then Paul Orndorff said the best line I ever heard. He said, you know what, Bay? You're too fat.
Okay. No, but it was, you're too fucking fat.
Okay, you're too fucking fat. Okay. Bottom line is, This man that's on the bottom of the screen was trained for one day anyway by Paul Orndorff and Buddy Landell, and he obviously went on to be Chubby Dudley and do his thing. The next one on my list is Sandman. Everybody knows Sandman. Well, Sandman started day one at Ringmaster's Wrestling School. Now, Larry Winters made the gimmick up for him as being a beach bum, a beach boy, or whatever. Yeah. And we used it that way. He came out with a surfboard, et cetera. Then at some point, obviously, when I got out and they went over to ECW, they came up with the rest of the gimmick.
Yeah.
Well, think about this one. I may be right, I may be wrong. I'm convinced, I've said this before, I'm convinced that Stone Cold Steve Austin, the gimmick of drinking the beer, he may have perfected it, but he took the gimmick from Sandman. And Sandman started Ringmaster's Wrestling School. So if not for what we did, you'd never have a Stone Cold Steve Austin drinking the beer and doing what they're doing. Anyway, Sandman will be in the house. Tony Stetson is going to be in the house. And Tony Stetson, again, one of the people on the banner. But Tony Stetson and Johnny Hotbody ripped up South Philadelphia for 2 years. Everybody in South Philly were either a Hotbody guy or a Stetson guy. And when they used to be in the same neighborhood, when they walked down the street, they had to walk on different sides of the street. These guys hate each other. Okay? And I'm trying to figure out how the hell I'm going to get them in the same building at the same time. This is going to be amazing. All right. Then after Stetson, the next two names are in order. Jay Sully and Steve Truitt. The guys that did TV for ECW at the very beginning. We're going to be broadcasting this on streaming, and we're going to have it on the tape, and those guys are going to be the commentators. So we got people. Steve Truitt became Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got Stevie Wonderful and Jay Sully doing our video, doing our commentary for the streaming service. We have Colin Winters, Larry Winters' son.
Yep.
And I've been told by Colin that he's trying to get some of the other family members to attend as well. But at least Colin Winters has agreed to be there representing Larry when the banner gets dropped. Okay. Not raised, but when the banner gets dropped. Okay. Larry's son will be there. And I think that's tremendous. I really do think that's tremendous. Then Chris Wilde. Chris Wilde was, again, the guy that used to battle with Breaker. I got to get that's another one. Breaker Moran and Chris Wilde. They're in the same building. I need them to be separate, et cetera, et cetera. That's what made the TWA. Our feuds were real. Okay. They were not, let's get good guys. And then all of a sudden they go in the ring. And then the last name on the list is Joe Zanoli. And Joe was an original referee with TWA. Joe Zanoli got his ass kicked in a couple of matches that are amazing, especially as a kind of a rookie referee. Then he went on to be a booker for ECWA, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So those are the names of the guys that have already committed. We've spoken to them. They've agreed to be there. Their intention is to be there. They're going to be at the WrestleCon, and they'll be at the show. Okay? And again, some of these guys, including myself, could never get in the ring again. Just couldn't do it. Okay? So we're not looking for these guys to wrestle because that would be a bunch of 70-year-old guys wrestling, which nobody wants to see. Okay? But it's scary. Those are the guys. I keep getting the numbers. I think it's 18 or 19, whatever it is. Those are the guys that are going to be in attendance. They'll be at the WrestleCon all day. Then we're going to have the matches at night, and they're going to be there the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, that is a who's who of Northeastern wrestling history right there.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. Which is... clearly that's the TWA, right? That's, they all came through there, had a part, whatever else. That's they go hand in hand. Yep. But, there's something for everybody, right? Even if you're not familiar with the TWA, obviously lots of names there that people would know from ECW and other things there. So there's something for everybody. And as you talked about, right, there's the banner that, Bay, how are we doing on that? Right. We got 1,000 signatures. We got to get right.
We have to get 1,000. We are at 574.
Okay, so we got to get a push on to get that done. I mean, we got some time, but hey, let's not waste any time. Let's just get there and be done with it.
Exactly.
And don't waste any time.
One thing, Dave, if everybody who signed got one person to sign, we're done.
We're there.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and then Joel mentioned the book that's releasing that day. Joel, I mean, I talked to you way back. I remember you talking about writing a book. You and I messaged. I mean, this has been a while, right? And then Dan Murphy, obviously, from Pro Wrestling Illustrated fame, and Scott Teal, Crowbar Press. I mean, those are guys. I mean, that's quality guys to work with there. That's exciting because I'm a wrestling book guy, so I'm very much looking forward to that. But that will be the first opportunity to get that book that day, right? And not only that, but autograph, like you said, autograph copies.
We'll be there. If anybody wants an autograph, they'll be there.
Oh yeah, they do. And you mentioned Ryan Cavanaugh, right? The documentary on the TWA and you. That day they'll be filming some of the final scenes, some of the final footage, right? Because this is the natural bookend, right? This is
Is
this
it?
is the climax, right? So this it makes sense that whatever else. So not only do you get to go see the show, celebrate this history, be a part of this history, but you might very well see your face in a documentary if you're there. So hey, I mean, what's better than that? But so, I mean, like I said, it's a day full of activities. With the con and all these people that are there, and there's the banner, there's the book, there's the documentary, and then of course there's the show that night. That right, bell time 7:30. Doors open at 6:30.
Tired just thinking about it.
Oh, I know.
Doors open at 6. We expect
Okay,
people to come
six.
in hung. We expect people to come in hungry.
That's
Okay,
right.
so yeah.
There you go. All right, so it's one and done. Obviously, right? Those names, those matches, that information is going to, like May said, going to be released gradually over time. We got time here, right? You don't want to put it all out there too quick. That's being worked on, but that's obviously where it all builds, right? I mean, we got the convention, everything's going to be fun, but then yeah, you're right. How do you cap it off? Let's go watch some wrestling, right? Let's go watch, some TWA wrestling, some Northeast wrestling. I mean, obviously, I mean, it's we don't even know who all could be. There could be anybody on this show, right? I mean, who knows who's going to be there?
I
I
know.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, from a fan perspective, right? There's they could
Let's go
everybody
ahead,
knows Joel, right? So everybody he's talking about, everybody wants to be a part, so this could be wild.
This I have been I did booking for my own federation for 6 7 years. This to me is probably the my biggest this is my biggest honor in wrestling. The biggest thing I've ever been in charge of. I mean, I'm literally, I feel like I am booking a WWE pay-per-view, but it's even better than that because it's with Joel Goodhart. It's with the TWA. It's where my love of wrestling started because when I went to see a TWA show 2 nights before I started wrestling school, and it was Autumn Armageddon 1990. And that, when I saw Cactus Jack and Eddie Gilbert, my life was completely changed. It was never the same after that. I knew exactly what I wanted to do, what business I wanted to be in, and who I wanted to be a part of. And it was with Joel Goodhart and the TWA. And when Joel left and closed down, I was devastated. I truly was devastated. So to have the honor to do this and to work with Joel, and I mean, let's face it, this is one and done, and this is truly wrapping up both of our careers. And there's not a better way to do it, or a better person to do it with. So my wrestling career is coming full circle, and I'm very happy about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of event, right? The kind of wrestling event that's talked about for years. And that you're brought up, people talk, I mean, people still talk about like the NWA 50th and all these things over here. This is that kind of event, right? This is the kind of event that back when up in my day, we would have been ta trading tapes to get, right? This is the kind of event that you want to get. And and it's, like you said, it's being filmed, right? It's going to be streaming. So it'll be out there with the documentary. I mean, so this is, I mean, not only are we closing the chapter, are we getting to honor these people? This is a historical night, right? This is even more than closing the chapter or whatever. To me, it's we're paying tribute to this often overlooked part of wrestling history. And we spoke on it. Joel spoke on it, right? I mean, everybody talks about ECW. Well, there's not an ECW without Joel Goodhart and the TWA laying that foundation, right? And getting it started. And and one thing built off of that, right? Built off of it to where we end up with the Attitude Era, right? Well, that all starts with Joel Goodhart and his radio show and these shows and everything he was doing. That's where it all starts from.
Yeah, and it's amazing the history that we created, not knowing it at the time, without television, without the internet, without Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. We did it. The radio show was our TV. Okay.
Yeah.
And one thing I always mention, the radio show, there's something called a Q rating. And back in the day, we used to have 29,000 listeners per quarter hour. Okay. If everybody who listened to the show came to my show, I would have sold out the spectrum. Okay.
Yep.
The problem was that we had 29,000 listeners and 1,500 to 2,000 people coming to the big shows and 300 to 500 coming to the smaller shows. The ones, even the smaller shows, we ran an angle. We had a show called the Pine Hill Punishment. It was in Pine Hill, New Jersey at a gym at a high school. And we drew a great crowd. And we had Kevin Sullivan there. We had Bam Bam Bigelow there. We ran an angle. We had a match of Bam Bam Bigelow against Dr. Death Steve Williams in Pine Hill, New Jersey, with Buddy Rogers as the guest referee.
Wow.
Okay. Then we had Buddy Landell against Kevin Sullivan. We had some great match when we, but we only drew 500 people. Okay. And look, there's a lot of faults that I had. There's no question that I overpaid. It did what I did. Here we are 34 years later, still talking about it. So no matter what I did wrong, I did more right than wrong. And what's amazing is the guys that worked with me, now, most of them in cards, some of them in appearances or whatever. Here's another list of all the ones that have been deceased. And it's a, you want to talk about a who's who.
Yeah.
The first list was a who's who of the TWA.
Mm-hmm.
This is a who's who of professional wrestling, okay? And when I look down the list, it's, oh, my God. First of all, when I was compiling the list, it was some I forgot I even had. I added four new names, by the way, since I spoke to Bay. It's unbelievable. I come down with this list, and I look at this, and I think, I actually worked with these guys in some capacity. Some of them worked with me only once. I'm not going to tell you they knew me. Oh, my. And some of these people I wound up calling friends. And it's scary as hell. And it's just, there's a way of reliving history. Okay. Now, you can go on YouTube and see some of our videos. Mm-hmm. And, yes, you can see me with the long hair and the dark glasses and, oh, my God, and being a whole lot younger than I am now. You watch this stuff, and it's scary. It's just scary to realize some of the people that were created, okay? I mean, there's one scene, we had a battle royal of some kind, and Sabu comes running down the aisle and dives into the ring, okay? That was now Sabu had wrestled in the Midwest at times, but this was the first time he came east.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the only reason
I could still picture like it was yesterday, that moment, because I was in the crowd at that point, and I saw him come running and jump, and he did this crazy flip into the ring, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, I had no idea. But that moment is burned in my brain like 33 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. And nobody, well, I guess some people know this, but he was the original Sheik's nephew.
Yep.
So when I had the original Sheik come in, Sheik doesn't fly. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I booked him, he says, look, I'm going to have a driver. You know, will you cover my gas? I said, yeah, that's a fair. So he comes in. I didn't know Sabu. I didn't book him. Okay. I'll take credit for him. Okay. But, and Sabu dives in, does his thing. Well, needless to say, he went on to way bigger and better things. And I never used Sabu in a wrestling match. I had him in these battle royals. Sabu, see, this is what I love about it. Here's a guy who's now, I think, 60 years old. He came into the East Coast, which is where everything really happened for him, or at least I believe. Came in, did his dive, did his thing. And within years, I didn't know it at the time because I didn't watch ECW. This man topped it. Everybody knew, this whole country knew, the whole world knew Sabu.
Yeah.
And it all started with me. So there's times, I'm telling you, I look at these lists and it's boggling my mind, the history that TWA had.
But, Bay, he's putting the pressure on you here. He's talking Bigelow, Dr. Death, Sabu, Sheik. the history they made, and here you are.
You,
you've got
you,
to
you
book.
know what's
You've got to
funny?
book the final TWA show now.
I say to him all the time, I'm like, oh, I say multiple things to him, but one thing I'll say to him is, like, we'll start like bouncing ideas back and forth, and then he starts escalating, and I'm like, this is why you went out of business the first time.
Yeah, I mean, now, but hey, now he's unhinged because it's one and done, so he doesn't care.
this is a one time deal. I'll tell you, if you don't mind, Dave, I want to read you the names that's on that list.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my. Are we going to go through to all that names right now?
Well, I'm just going to go right through it without a story on each one. Okay.
And this is the deceased wrestlers with the 10 bell salute, correct?
Yes. They're all going to be announcing the 10 bell salute. They all worked for me. Some of them didn't wrestle for me, but worked into. All right. And again, this part of it is in alphabetical order, and then I had to juggle it. Okay. Gentleman Chris Adams, Animal the Road Warrior, Ranimal, Bam Bam Bigelow, Bruiser Brody, Bulldog Brower, Chris Candido, Dominic DiNucci, Pitbull Anthony Durante, Bobby Eaton, Terry Funk, Eddie Gilbert, Terry Gordy, Superstar Billy Graham, Gary Hart, Owen Hart, Road Warrior Hawk, Mighty Igor, Kamala the Ugandan Giant, Ivan Koloff, Buddy Landell, Wahoo McDaniel, The Original Sheik, Ted Petty, CN Red, Buddy Rogers, Tommy Rogers of the Fantastics, Bruno Sammartino, Iron Mike Sharp, The Exotic Adrian Street, Kevin Sullivan, Luna Vachon, Virgil, Curry Von Erich, Larry Winters, Crybaby Waldo, Dr. Death Steve Williams, Stephanie Williams, and Woman. Then I had to add list because I had Joey Maggs I had to add. He just had a birthday. Junkyard Dog, Paul Orndorff, and Paul Jones. Okay? Now, we keep going through the videos to see if I can find another one. It's unbelievable. Think about that list. Every one of them did something with Buyer. It's my company. I'm sorry. With Tri-State Wrestling or with Squared Circle or Ringmasters Wrestling School. I mean, this is ridiculous. And yeah. The scary part is I'm hoping that this list never increases.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we mentioned earlier the who's who of Northeastern wrestling. That's a who's who of just wrestling in general right there.
Wrestling in general. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. And but you know that's the model for independent wrestling now is what you did, Joel. These super almost super shows, right? You bring in all this talent. Well, that's people are doing that now, and putting on these shows. And I think they're modeling after what you did.
Well, I will tell you, I would hope that they don't, believe it or not. Okay, one of the guys that I used to work with was Dennis Caraluzzo. Mm. Dennis ran shows with the Monster Factory in South Jersey.
We should put his name on that list too.
Hmm. Well, yeah, you want to know something? Because he never really worked, but yeah, I'll add him. That's a good idea. Because he was a great guy. We got along fine.
Dennis.
He came to my shows. I went to his shows. The key to Dennis was Dennis ran a lot of small shows where he had maybe one name. He got 125 people and he made money. I did all these super shows. I lost $168,000 back in 1989 when it meant something. Today, it's okay. So I would tell you, if you're going to come up with a model, don't do it my way. Okay? It worked for me. We're talking about it 34 years later, but nobody's ever going to replace the money I lost. Okay? So sure. I think, believe it or not, I think Dennis Caraluzzo had a much better model. Now, think about this one. And I tell everybody who gets into wrestling loses money. Even Ted Turner with his billions of dollars lost money. Okay? Ray Ragney with his millions of dollars lost money. Okay? They used to have $1 million. Now he ain't got a pot to piss in. That's a whole nother story. Okay?
Welcome to the wrestling business.
Everybody loses money. I'm telling you, God bless Dennis. He's not around. If I asked Dennis, he would tell you he made money.
So I know for a fact, because I worked with Dennis and I was very close to Dennis. He used to do the exact opposite of Joel. He would do like an occasional like big show here and there.
Yeah.
But He made money every show.
Yeah, he was smart business. In fact, I saw a picture on Facebook the other day that Bay Ragni now calls himself a Caruso guy. Okay, here he's putting on a show with me for the next 10 months, and he calls himself a Caruso guy. Okay, but you want to know something? I will add Dennis to the list because I think that would be legit.
You know what? Like I truly, my wrestling career was not a big grandiose career by any means. But I had the true blessing and honor to work with five people that will go down in wrestling history. That's Joel Goodhart, Todd Gordon, Paul Heyman, Jim Kettner from the ECWA, and Dennis Caruso. And well, four out of the five, I won't say Paul was a friend, but the other four I know I can call friend.
I hope you don't call me a friend.
Ah, fuck you.
Boy, we might be booking our main event right here on the show.
I'll put Joel over every day of the week.
There you go. And hey, but like you said, man, some of these guys may be in their 60s and 70s, but you get them in the same building, who knows what's going to happen, right? I mean,
Well,
Joel's
I'll
talking about
tell
having to keep them separated. They don't have to be in a match, but there might be some brawls. Who knows?
you, one of the names that I mentioned on the TWA list has already told us that he's going into the gym for the next 8 months.
There you go.
Okay. And his wife has said, okay. All right. Now, you got to understand, when I called all those guys, I swear to God, every one of them I said, tell your wives no bumps. Okay. And I just knew there's going to be resistance for a whole lot of reasons. I mean, it's okay. And I told them, no bumps. We're not. These guys, some of these guys want to still kill each other. Okay. And part of me is sitting back and saying, let them do it. If they want to do it, let them sign the waivers, let them do it. The problem is that we carry insurance. The insurance has made it really clear. Some of these guys don't belong in a ring. Okay. And I can't do that. Okay. And to do it
I
like,
wanted to wrestle. I said I will get I wanted one final match, and I think it should be there, and he wouldn't allow me to do it.
I'm telling you, and what's scary is, again, we're going to have some. If one thing I did have a reputation for was all the gimmick matches that I did. Okay, and battle royals that I did, the out of the cage and first one in, the last blood battle royal, this kind of stuff. Oh my God, I did a last blood battle royal in Philadelphia with 20 wrestlers. Okay, and the winner was the only one that didn't bleed. So everybody wanted to see that match because a lot of people are just bloodthirsty. We had 19 guys bleed in order to have one guy win. Okay. Then I had Tony Stetson and Johnny
Who came up
Hotrodding.
with that idea? Was that you or
Me.
Larry?
That was
Of
me.
course.
That was me. That was me. In fact, most of the gimmick matches I came up with, Larry thought I was nuts. Okay. I came up with the City of Brotherly Hate match. Okay, which was Tony Stetson and Johnny Hotbody. That one was the first to bleed, and they both wound up bleeding at the same time all over the front row. I'm talking all over the front row. One of the people sitting on the front row was Amy Lee Palmer, okay, who wound up becoming a wrestler. Okay, she loved the fact that Johnny Hotbody got thrown by Stetson, and she landed boom all over. She all white dress and white pants. Done. Blood all over the place. That match is on YouTube, so you can look at it. If you don't think that is a violent as ma a match as you'll ever see before there was ever extreme. You want to talk about extreme? DC Drake was thrown off the balcony by Larry Winters. Larry Winters and DC Drake battled all the way up to the press box, hanging out for their life. We had one match. It was a six-man tag. Okay, and it was a pins count anywhere in the building match. And Johnny Hotbody got pinned against the wall. Nobody says it has to be on the floor. My contention is this pin count anywhere includes the ceiling. It includes the wall. Okay. So we did that in PWI. Did the story on that whole thing. Is that really considered a pinfall? Okay. We did things. No, we did extreme before it was extreme. Okay. We did hardcore before it was hardcore. And to be honest, most of the matches were matches I wanted to see. Okay? But the best part, and what made TWA, I could come up with every idea in the world. The local guys took it to the nth degree and made it work. DC Drake and Larry Winters, Johnny Hotbody and Tony Stetson, JT Smith and Sandman, Glenn Osborne and Jimmy Jannetty. I can keep going down. Those guys took, I said, to, and I swear to God, in the back, I said, do it. Just go out. Do whatever you want to do. I don't want to tell you kids it. I did. That's, and even the professionals that I had, the big names, they didn't care. They were getting paid, so they just did what they loved to do. And then they all wanted to beat up Bay Ragney. Okay? At that time, they only knew him as Bay. Chubby Dudley was still coming in the future. And he kept standing on the stage in the back watching us. And they all wanted to beat the living shit out of this guy. But he kept chickening out and getting away. So anyway.
Hey, all of you done, and you're going to do it one more time. TWA One and Done, May 3rd, 2025, at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. Now, by the time this interview comes out, tickets will already be on sale.
Yeah.
Tell me how. I'll put the link in the show notes, but there's a link, right, to get those tickets. I mean, is there an easy way to tell that, or is it just best if I just put it in the show notes and people can click and go?
2300 Arena website, where you can get tickets for both the show and WrestleCon.
There you go. All right. You guys, right, push in the event, releases.
There's also, yeah, press releases and all that, but on Facebook, there is now a TWA Ringmasters Wrestle School Square Circle Fan Club Facebook group.
Okay.
So you can join the group, stay up to date with all the updates, and there's an event page in the group where you'll get all the info as well.
That's right. You guys, like I said, press releases have been on all the major news sites, wrestling news sites. You guys have been appearing on lots of podcasts like this. Everybody's talking about this, and we still got time, right? The push is on. We need the signatures so that we can drop the banner. Right, as Joel says,
raising the banner.
I'm going with Joel here. his name's on the banner. Come on. So because it is absolutely deserved. It should have already been done. That banner should already be there. But so let's do it now. It's kind of cool though. Hey, that it's not. We get it. It gets to be done at this event now, right? Because it just adds to this. So that is kind of cool.
So let's, Dave, you coming?
I plan to come. I have talked to the wife. She says, "Yeah, you can go."
Okay.
I just, you know, I didn't give her much option, but she's on board.
Nice.
Yeah, I plan to be there. Me and my oldest son will probably be at the event while she hangs out at the hotel. But yeah, the intent is to be there. So I got to get me a book, and I want to see the banner, and I want it all. I want to be there for this. And again, I'll put the link for the petition. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for the banner, because we still need some signatures. I'll make sure I share that again in the meantime, but it'll also in the show notes. If you've not signed, go do it. If you have signed, like you guys said, get one of your friends, one of your fellow wrestling fans to sign. Easy to do. Doesn't take but just a few seconds to sign this thing, and it's very, very important. So let's get this done. We've got time, but like we mentioned, let's just get it done now. That way, Bay can check one thing off his list that he doesn't have to worry about.
Sure. Thank you. Please.
There you go. So let's get that done. Guys, I'm excited. That's, you know, I know we're a few months away, but it's going to go by quick. And there's lots of promotion, lots of hype, lots to talk about, lots to reveal. Join the group that Bay mentioned in the event page so that you can see all the news when it comes out. And guys, thank you for coming on again. Like I said, you're both repeat, but we had to have you on to talk about this because this is special. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see this slice of history. Joel, very deserved, my man. That's your honor. I'm glad that you came out of hiding and we're seeing you back in wrestling at least for one more night.
I'm not.
Well, and Bay, we do appreciate Bay all your work in this and all your help and making this helping Joel make this happen. It's going to be special.
Well, thank,
it's going
to
be fun.
Honestly, Dave, thank you for all your support, you know, through all this time and people like you being a fan and remembering, you know, where everything started and the true history. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, grassroots, that's how this stuff happens. that if we all jump in and
Absolutely.
do our part, it makes it easier, and we said the victors write the history, but if we all speak up, we can write that story and tell the true one.
And in closing, I just want to say we wrestled, we brawled, we started it all.
That's it, right? The name of the book on some exclusive shirts that night. Very,
Absolutely.
Very cool. Lots happening that night. Guys, thank you once again for your time and being on. And
thank you.
Let's do this thing. Let's
you got
drop,
it. Thank you, Dave.
Drop Braves. Just get that banner up there one way or another and do it one more time. One and done.
Hey, it's Bob Smith, and guess what? The outdated Wrestling Hour is now part of the WrestleCopia Podcast Network. But hey, no fear. You're still going to hear the unique guests, comedy, music, authors, journalists, funny people. Who knows who's going to end up on the outdated Wrestling Hour? Remember, it's all new and all old. So check it out in the WrestleCopia Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts. Listen if you know what's good for you.
Hey everybody, Gene Jackson here, inviting you to check out the Retro Wrestling Review, where each week I'm joined by some great co-hosts who help me review classic episodes of USWA Championship Wrestling, and right now we are doing week-by-week reviews of 1993. But we don't just do reviews, sometimes we get a chance to interview some of the people who were there and lived it, plus do watch-alongs. It's a lot of fun, so check out new episodes that drop every Wednesday at WrestleCopia.com. And to find links to everything associated to the podcast, you can go to uswapodcast.com.
All right, and welcome back. This is Wrestling Nostalgia. I am your host, Dave Dynasty. Guys, make sure you follow me on X. I'm there at The Dave Dynasty. That's the best way to follow me on social media to see everything that I post, news about the show, historical pictures, dates, clips, news articles, etc., etc. So go follow me there. Also, make sure you go check out the WrestleCopia Network of Podcasts. The shows are all fun. They have great hosts. They shine a light on wrestling history. I'm very proud to be part of the family. You can find them by looking up the shows on your favorite podcast platform or going to WrestleCopia.com. Also, be sure to go and check out my friends at the Ultimate Classic Wrestling Library. Go to ClassicWrestling.net or download the app on all of your devices. So while you're out there, make sure you visit the link that's in the show notes for this episode and sign that petition for the TWA banner in the 2300 arena. Now, you heard us talk about it during that interview with Joel and Bay. That's very, very important. We've got to get to 1,000 signatures. This banner needs to go up at the 2300 arena. It should already be there. It's very important to wrestling history. It's very important to the history of Philadelphia wrestling. This must be done. So, guys, it takes just a second. If you've not signed it yet, go do that. And then, if you have signed it, or once you do sign it, tell your friends and get some others to sign it. Let's get over that hump, get to the 1,000 so that that can be done and checked off the list. All right, coming up this next Wednesday, October 9th, on my next episode, will be guest Brock Anderson. We talk about his dad, Arn, AEW, teaming with CW, and much, much more. Pretty fun interview, pretty cool interview. It was a pleasure talking to Brock. Check that out this coming Wednesday. Thank you guys for all your listen, your support, your follows, your interactions, everything you do to help this podcast grow and maintain, and whatever else it's doing out there. I know grow and maintain are not necessarily synonymous words, but you know what I mean. Thank you for your support, and thank you for helping this podcast be what it is. Thank you for helping me stick around for 8 years doing this, and thank you for the fact that, hey, it's been 8 years, and we are at our strongest point. Our numbers are the highest they've ever been. We have got, so many great guests lined up, ready to be interviewed, already interviewed, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been 8 years, and man, we're still building steam and growing strong. So that's all because of you guys. So thank you. So guys, until the next episode, remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and always keep on growing.
Fans, we've brought you All-Star Championship Wrestling. This is Sam Manager thanking you for being with us and saying until next time, so long, everyone.